As the French head back to the workplace after their long summer vacations, a continuing debate about the 35-hour work week there, social benefits, and company outsourcing has returned. But the latest French treatise on labor policy and its discontents has come from an unlikely source. Bonjour Paresse, or Hello Laziness, is an irreverent, satiric book extolling the merits of indolence. Was written by a disgruntled French corporate employee. The unexpected popularity of the book, the number two bestseller behind The Da Vinci Code, is forcing the French to take a fresh look at their attitude toward the workplace, Eleanor Beardsley reports from Paris.
Just as France's conservative finance minister Nicolas Sarkozy was pushing French workers to roll up their sleeves and scrap the 35-hour work week, along came Corinne Meyer. Meyer, the author of Bonjour Paresse, or Hello Laziness, has become an overnight countercultural heroine in France by encouraging workers to adopt her strategy of calculated loafing to escape the horrors of what she calls disinterested endeavor.
You know, in France, the system is a bit stuck, in fact, so it's difficult to move up, and it's also difficult to be fired. So you are more or less in the same situation, more or less your whole life. So maybe it's useless to work. You just have to pretend, and it's enough. Of course, the problem is that you have to be a good actor. And sometimes it's more difficult than actually working.
Meyer says she's a fan of the American cartoon Dilbert. Like him, Meyer highlights the absurdities of office life and shows her readers how to exploit them to get out of working. Always carry files in the hallway, don't express strong opinions, go to lots of meetings, look good, never let anyone know you are only there for the paycheck, and pepper your language with Americanisms, even if you don't know what they mean.
In France, we don't know much about America, and I think most French people, in fact, don't really like America. But they think America, of course, is very powerful and very good in business. So we have to take the good thing. But the good thing, we don't understand it, in fact. So we take things, and we don't know exactly what to do with it.
Sabrina Faitanini, who works for an audiovisual company in Paris, says the book has struck a chord among her colleagues because amid its absurdities lie many truths.
First thing was about English speaking. Why? Because the people who actually try to find out if you're bilingual, they don't know English themselves. That's what she said, and this made me laugh because this is exactly what's happening. People barely speak three words of English and they write on their resume, "I am bilingual."
For John Henley, Paris correspondent of the British newspaper The Guardian, Meyer's book has highlighted a great French paradox.
Anybody who spends any time here is forced to ask themselves the question, how does this place survive with a 35-hour working week, a three-hour lunch break, you know, extended weekends, everybody takes a month and a half off in the summer, you know, and yet they have, you know, one of the highest productivity rates in the world. It's one of those great Gallic mysteries, really.
Although Meyer never specifies her employer in the book, Electricité de France has become her best marketing agent. Already beset by workers striking to protest its plans for privatization, the corporation accused Meyer of spreading gangrene from within, just as her book advocates. Threatened with sanctions, Meyer enlisted the help of her union, who took it to the press. Meyer says she refuses to be grateful for the gift of a boring and meaningless corporate job. She quotes a French saying, to cracher dans la soupe, or to spit in the soup, and admits she's guilty as charged.
It's just a way to say that I refuse what is supposed to be a present. And that's what some French people think. But it's true. In fact, yes, I spit in the soup. And I don't regret it.
And with sales of Meyer's book now topping 100,000 copies and still climbing, she should have no regrets at all. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.